Pray with me, please. Lord God, we give you thanks for this day, for we know that this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We give you thanks, O God, for you being our advocate, for being the advocate of the world. Through the cross, the empty tomb, and in our everyday life. This morning, O God, in the midst of all that is going on in our lives and in the world, help us as we focus this morning, and the preacher as well, to open our eyes of faith, our ears of faith, to hear your call anew to be your advocate. For our neighbors in need, neighbors known or neighbors unknown, neighbors near, perhaps next to us, or neighbors afar, so that we might be the advocate that you call us to be, and that we also hear the call of being that advocate in the halls of power. And let the church say, and let the church say,
amen.
All one more time, let the church say,
amen.
Very good, Queen Anne. Evangelical Lutheran Church. It's good to be here again. Doug, thank you for the invitation to come and share a good word with all of you, a word about Faith Action Network that I now help direct. Faith Action Network used to be years ago. Some of you may remember me being here from the past when Lutheran Public Policy Office was in existence. And now, just about 4 years ago now, we joined Lutheran Public Policy Office with the Washington Association of Churches and have now birthed a new but very similar statewide advocacy. But the new part is that we are now interfaith. So we work with all denominations, other families in the family of God, our Jewish brothers and sisters, members of the Muslim community, Sikh community, Buddhists, and those who want to join hands to work to help all of us make a better world that God has given to us. One of the things that I want to thank you for, and as we talk about those things that help make a better world, is to thank you for the ministry that in the ministries that this congregation has been a part of for many, many years. As FAN does its work around the state, we are in many churches from Sunday to Sunday. Caitlin Wendler-Yulberg, who maybe just want to wave your hand, is now a part of our team at Faith Action Network. Caitlin is an example of the work that FAN does in terms of our interns, our we have United Methodist Church, where we have an intern there now at FAN, and also with United Church of Christ. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, that Faith Action Network partners with to do its work, we have had an internship program for many years, partnered with St. John United. With the pastoral transition there, as you have going on in your own congregation, we've found a new partner at Ballard First. We give thanks for that. We give thanks for Caitlin and her ministry, and as she now through this year and enters into a full-time ministry. So we give thanks for that. But that is a part of what we do as we go out. So, for example, Caitlin will be next week. Well, next week I actually have a Sunday off. Absolutely amazing. I can worship at my home congregation, Trinity Lutheran Church in Everett. But Caitlin soon will be at Peace Lutheran Church, for example, in on the hilltop in Tacoma, and then at various places throughout the year. But one of the ministries that, and all of our ministries, touch lives that we don't oftentimes have a chance to intersect with, but maybe we hear about in the congregational newsletter or hear about it from another member of the congregation. One of the ministries here that certainly has touched my life, and I'm not going to tell you how many years ago it was, but the intersection was not necessarily here at at the church, which I think is very poignant in terms of the ministries that take place, yes, take place here inside the four walls, but more importantly, even they take place outside the four walls of the church. It was down at Terry Avenue. Everybody know where Terry Avenue is? Well, about whatever it was, 30 years ago or more, it looks a whole lot differently now, South Lake Union. But there, the ministry was quilting. Do the quilts still take place here at Queen Anne Evangelical Lutheran Church? I see a few heads nodding. That is a ministry that is a perfect example of what I'm going to be speaking about this morning, what Faith Action Network is about, and that is advocacy. You and I hearing the call from words spoken in sermons, from our sacraments that you participate, that we'll all participate in a little bit, meeting the advocate of the world once again, and then I'm looking back at the baptismal font where we hear that call of being God's disciple, God's advocate. So what in the world do quilts have to do with being an advocate? Well, the lives that they touch, as I said in my opening prayer, are neighbors that we oftentimes never, ever see or hear. Lutheran World Relief now has a wonderful video out, has had one for many years, that talks about who some of those neighbors are. And I don't know where you take your quilts now, but maybe some congregations that do quilts take it to a local domestic violence shelter. So there are neighbors of that God has given us in places like that as well. When I think of the work of Faith Action Network, I'd like to just have us close our eyes, if you would. And I'm going to offer up an image of what advocacy is that involves the work of quilts, but also the connection into the halls of power as we do this work of advocacy with our decision makers. So the image is related to the ELCA's motto, so to speak, of God's work and our hands. Take a look at your hands this morning. How are your hands doing? Think of them now as God's hands, and if you want to, you can do a very un-Lutheran thing. You were supposed to kind of laugh at that and raise them above your head. I hear a little bit of chuckle out there. And the way the hands are, oh my goodness, we're becoming Pentecostal now, are waving around. And now think figuratively, use your imagination, and the hands are rising above. God has taken our hands and rising above the rafters of Queen Anne Lutheran Church out by the steeple. And each of our hands have eyes on them, these hands of God. And as they are waving about, circling about, they're the eyes of God as well, looking out. And what do the eyes of God behold? But the needs, the beauty, and the brokenness of all that is before the eyes that see. And the hands have names, the name of charity, and the two hands are together, but yet separate, joined together with the body of Christ. And the eyes that they see are neighbors near and far, needing warmth at night, protection from the heat of the day during the day around our world. Or the hand of that is called charity also sees the lines at our food banks. And so the hand is busy about bringing food to the many food banks in Seattle and King County. Food banks around Washington State, numbering easily up to 300 or more, and around this country. Soup kitchens. And then the hand of charity also sees the lines that are under our bridges and in cars, some in church parking lots. And the invisible lines that have a desire for affordable housing, for a more stable and safe place to live. And the other hand up there is called the hand of justice. And the hand of justice and its eyes see the same thing, and they look over to the other arm. You can open your eyes at this time. And it looks and it says, and sees the arm struggling to stay up. Have any of you ever heard of the phrase compassion fatigue? Maybe some of us have it every day because of the news, the constant repeat in the news that we hear of people in need. And so the hand of justice, which is quite different from the hand, the arm of charity, which is has bulging forearms and bulging biceps because it is works 24/7, 365 around the world. And the hand of justice says, ask the question, a very Lutheran question, what does this mean? You know that phrase, don't you? Give me an amen. What does this mean? That we are still quilting quilts at Queen Anne Evangelical Lutheran Church? What does it mean that our food banks are still have long lines outside of them, the lines for affordable housing, just to use those examples? Mary, and I see the beautiful ministries that you do as I've been here just 2 hours or more of Mary's Place. And the hand of justice asks the question and then just doesn't ask the question but responds to the question by going to the halls of power, to places like the Seattle City Council, to places like the Olympia State Legislature, to the other Washington, where I was just this past week with bishops from our ELCA and from the Episcopal Church USA, and walking in the corridors with a very privileged moment of being there with Pope Francis as well on Thursday, and having conversations with the power brokers. And sometimes we go into the corporate boardrooms as well as the church, capital C, and encouraging the smaller C church, all of us, to use our voice as well and to use our hands so that the quilts will have even greater effect. The parallels that I'm trying to do, the nexus, the bridge that I'm trying to make between the hand of charity and the hand of justice, the three issues I enumerated, the quilts in terms of global poverty, if you could call it that, food and hunger, and housing and shelter. The three corollaries that we talked about in Washington, D.C. this past week, and that the work of Faith Action Network does through its two networks, a network of advocating faith communities that we invite Queen Anne to join us in our network of individual advocates. We invite you to join us as well if you'd like to sign up and not a part of our network of individual faith advocates. Please see Caitlin at our display after our worship time here. But the three corollary issues to the quilts would be the Global Food Security Act, a wonderful bipartisan measure that we're trying to get to the president's desk, that would look at 19 specific countries around the world and say, how can the United States and its great power and wealth join hands with that local government and the nonprofits there like Lutheran World Federation a sister organization to Lutheran World Relief and build an agricultural, a food system that is more sustainable and equitable, just like we're trying to do in this country. And whether it be the food and hunger issue, going down to this, the second category of food and hunger, right now our members in Congress are working on reauthorizing our seven child nutrition programs. Some of them I think you know by name now almost. The WIC program, Women, Infant, Children, helps mothers that are in difficult situations with their kids from baby on up. Or the school lunch program, the school breakfast program, the after school meals program. All of those are a part of the hands of charity and the hands of justice working together so that our world and our neighbors that live in this world might live more sustainably, might live simply, live to the next day sometimes. And then lastly, with the housing. The Housing Trust Fund in Washington State and Olympia, I believe, is, if you don't mind me saying it, is our tax dollars bearing good fruit. Seeing that, as governors oftentimes say, whether it's, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, that the budget that they are responsible for as a governor, now $35 billion in our state alone, is a moral document. And how does that budget, that moral document, then reflect the role of our state helping the poor and the vulnerable? Just as how does the budget of Queen Anne Evangelical Lutheran Church reflect that as well? Or for that matter, the budget of Paul Benz? Well, what does all of this have to say about our gospel lesson for today? And when we use the word gospel and look at the words of this gospel lesson, as we know, gospel lessons are sometimes hard to hear. Any amens on that? Difficult to understand? Well, this is not going to be a time, because I'm already running out of time, maybe you've went over time. But I do want to lift up one phrase, a little bit of a takeaway for you, perhaps, as you go on life today from our time here in this sanctuary. And that is a phrase that was in last Sunday's gospel lesson. If you were here and recall that, it was about Jesus and his disciples. The disciples were having the debate, the argument, who's the greatest, who's the closest to Jesus? And then Jesus reminds them about kind of doing a refocus of who they are and puts the child in their midst. But in that verse is the phrase, in my name, whoever welcomes a child in my name. And if you look through in your Sunday bulletin the text that you have before us from chapter 9 of Mark's gospel, if you look at that phrase or phrases similar to it, it'll repeat three times, in my name, or bearing the name of Jesus. And though as Faith Action Network and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America and other faith groups takes its positions on various issues, various bills that go through a hall of power, we don't, first words out of our mouth, say, well, it's because of Jesus that we want you to vote this way or that way. But what undergirds all that we do as Faith Action Network, as your ELCA office at the United Nations, your ELCA office in Washington, D.C., and the state offices around our country, it is the name of Jesus that instills, inspires, and calls us to use our voice and our hands to advocate in the halls of power. Take your hymnals, if you don't mind, at this time and open up to the beginning part. I actually am getting closer to the final amen. And turn to the rite of confirmation, the affirmation of baptism. It's 234. I actually want you to turn to page 237. It's the very end of that ceremony, that rite that we have in our church. And as the young people, as they often are, right, as they come forward, and as you have that ceremony here at Queen Anne or wherever it takes place, there are, as you see on the top of 237, five pledges, five promises, some of which we are fulfilling right now. To live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God, share in the Lord's Supper. Thirdly, proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed. And then the last two have to do with the hand of charity, the hand of justice, God's work, our hands. The hand of charity to serve all people following the example of Jesus, or you could say in the name of Jesus. And then what I believe, and others, the last phrase having to do with advocacy, particularly with the hand of justice, the work of systemic change, to strive for justice and peace in all of the earth. Advocate, the word, if we looked it up in the dictionary, comes from the Latin vocare, literally meaning to call. We as Lutherans know a little bit about that, right? Aren't you in the midst of that right now? The call process to call your next pastor. It's where we get the English word vocation. And we all know that an important part of our vocation is our witness, is our Christian life. Out of the waters of baptism, God has called us to be his disciples. Struggling with the difficulties, the brokenness of humanity, the brokenness in our own life, families, congregations, wherever they might be, workplace. But also to celebrate that God is our advocate in the midst of that, who never leaves us. As Moses was called to go speak truth to power in his day, so we are little Moses, little Christ, as Luther would call it, to go and use our voice and our hands to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. And let the church say, amen.